said the word before, it's just a, incredibly fun story, and all the people are just rolling on the floor. What are they doing? Ha ha. Together, the people at the town and the people rolling on the floor, they're doing what and what there.
I don't know now, I never seen nothing like that go on.
No, you use the word together, the two things they're doing together there. People at the piano are
playing and singing.
And the people
are singing.
And other people are, and other people who heard the funny joke are
laughing.
Okay, and together, they're both the two actions they're doing.
Fun. I just don't know how to answer that.
If you had to say in one sentence what they're doing while they're laugh and sing, I was thinking of putting the ing on both words. Say they're
laughing
and
playing and singing.
Okay. You might say of a farmer who was very proud, you'd say, he wouldn't accept the coat even though he was shivering with cold because he didn't want to be
beholden
to
that man.
Okay.
To the other man.
Okay. somebody asked you about doing a certain job and you'd say, sure I
will.
Or sure I
can.
Maybe if they ask you if you've ever you're able to, and you know that you're able to, you say, sure I it. Sure I can
make it.
Or I know how to
do that.
Okay, or using the word yet, I'm sure I can
do it.
Okay. If you knew that you couldn't, you'd say, no.
I'm sorry.
Or, no, I
can't do it.
Somebody asks you about suntown to do some work, and you say, I got up to work before sunup, and I, all I'm going to do today.
Done all of
them. Okay. How about using the word worked?
Work.
In that sentence, you say, I got up to work before sunup and I, all I'm going to do today.
I've done all I'm
going to do. Or using the word done in work, you'd say, I
done all work I'm going to
okay.
do today.
There was a terrible accident up the road, but there was no need to call a doctor because the victim was, by the time we got there.
Dead.
Let's see. If you're someone you know is going to take a trip, and it could be the roads, or it could be dangerous where he's going, you might say, in such a situation, you to be careful. You're trying to warn the person, and you won't.
The road's rugged, and
so,
be careful.
So you to be careful. Kind of like an obligation. You say, he to be careful.
He must.
Okay, or even stronger than must. You say, he
should.
Okay. How about using, would you use ought, or he to be careful?
He ought to be careful.
Okay. Let's see. If two children are, they're gonna get into some trouble. Probably they're gonna do something that is probably wrong, and one of the